What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey!
Hey, what's up?
It's the Tearing Gets Comedy Show.
That's right.
613.
Hey, we talk about SwearNight.com.
SwearNight?
SwearNight. SwearNet.com.
I talked a little bit about a sucky movie called Lords of Salem.
Hey, this guy called Yancey called.
Yeah, and we talk about the new Boston album that's coming out. Mm. Oh, yeah, Yancey did not want to talk about the Chupacabra.
I think he was a little bit scared. Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. I'm not Terry.
And I'm not Gatch.
And, yeah, it's Monday.
It is. It's sunny. There's not supposed to be rain in my area for 10 days.
10 days.
10 whole days in extended forecast. 0% chance of precipitation.
You can leave your 10-gallon hat outside. Won't even get filled up.
That's
maybe
right.
Maybe with bugs. You know, the other day I was thinking about, you said this a few weeks ago, people have spiders coming out of their pores all the time.
They're bugs that are like spiders that lives in the pores of your face.
Yeah, so they're like eight-legged or something? Is that you're just kind of like a creepy crawler, kind of like a spider?
I should look into that and let you know, because I don't know.
Dude, that's creepy.
And it says that they come out at night.
Ooh, they're vampires.
To mate
on your face.
That's right. Your face fucking you.
Yeah. So you're just getting like little spider jizz all over your face.
Spider jizz.
That's what those. That's what makes it.
Where the spider jizz
I wonder
goes.
If that's what makes a zit.
That's what those blackheads. Those are actually little spider bugs. Speaking of blackheads, wait. Before we get any further, in the background here, we're listening to a little bit more of Vistachino.
What?
That's like a cappuccino. But it's on top of a mountain where you can see a large view. No, it's that band that includes the singer from Caius.
Okay.
And the drummer from Caius.
When you were first playing it, I thought it might have been some more new Monster Magna.
Sounds a little Monster Magna-y, a little Caius-y, but they have kind of their own thing going on.
Yeah, that it was definitely some fuzz going on.
This song is called Acid Eyes, .. The Gambling Moose.
When was the last time you were acidized?
Like at least 15, 20 years ago. Probably 20 years ago.
Wow. I didn't realize it had been that long.
We might have tried to take some acid in like 95.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it didn't take. We took it, but it didn't take.
2000. Well, no, that was that mushrooms? I think that was mushrooms even
I would
in
like to take some mushrooms, I think.
Has that been a while for you, too?
Longer than the acidization, yes.
What?
Yeah. Because I had a bad trip on some mushrooms one time. When I was like 17, so I kind of didn't like them anymore.
Yeah.
I smoked some Cabenzas once after that, which was gross. And I don't know if I tripped on it or not.
Were they dried?
Yeah. Hmm. There's those big ones, you know, the Cabenzas or Cabenzas, whatever you want to call them.
I thought you dabbled in hallucinogens more than that.
I did in my younger years.
Yeah.
But then once I kind of, I don't know, when I moved in with my first... Well, I got a second living girlfriend that was a long-term relationship. She had kids, and we just kind of... We did coke a couple times, but which is not a psychedelic by any means. But I don't know. She was kind of scared to do it, and if we were going to do it, we were going to do it together, so we just never did it. And then
It's thought not about, something you want to do going in when you're apprehensive about how you're going to handle it.
Right. Okay. Now, what was I saying? Oh, we were talking about... already talked about it.
Yeah.
But I did. I got a message, though, from our friend of the podcast. They call him Yancey.
Yancey.
He's a paranormal explorer and also Trailer Park Boys enthusiast. Mm-hmm. And he had asked us to actually give him a call on the podcast, which we're going to do in a little bit here, not right away. I would like to touch on what he was talking about. I don't know if you heard about it.
I have a correction, though, before you get into that real quick. I remember saying that there was a... the Museum of Cryptozoology,
right,
which was like Bigfoot and stuff, was in Portland. I found out it was in Portland, Maine.
Did I say that or you did?
I just said it.
Well, but did we say that before on the show?
No, I thought it was in Portland. You might have said it, but I thought it was in Portland at the time.
Okay.
Portland, right. Oregon.
So, yeah, quick correction.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. What you got us on the Yancey?
Well, I knew about this because of our good other listener buddy, Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a link to this movie screening. It's a movie called SwearNet. And it's going to be screening in Portland at Cinema 21 on October 22nd at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And SwearNet is a movie that stars the three gentlemen from the Trailer Park Boys, Mike Smith, a.k.a. Bubbles.
Bibbies.
Rob Wells, a.k.a. Ricky. Jean-Paul Tremblay,
mm-hmm.
which is Julian. And Pat Roach, who played Randy, the shirtless wonder, in the Trailer Park Boys. So they have a new movie out, and not only are they screening this movie across the United States, but they are appearing live at these screenings and watching the movie with the crowd and taking a Q&A session afterwards.
Old school.
Yes. So the poster that I have right now in front of me says, "Because people fucking swear." So apparently the premise of the movie is out of work because Trailer Park Boys is done.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing else to do, and they get hired as professional swearists.
Oh.
Never heard of such a thing. But so I guess they're not selling as many tickets as they had wished to.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are putting this on, Yancey Sean McLean, asked that we make sure and tell people that he is in no way affiliated with the people who are putting this on. He's just a huge Trailer Park Boys fan who wants to help them out. And he told them that they gave them our website and the fact that we're going to be plugging this show for him this week.
Cool.
And so he wanted us to call him in a little while. I got to give him a text and give him like a 15-minute buffer so he's ready for the call.
Yeah.
Kind of like that story I was telling about before we got on the air about Christopher Titus.
Mm-hmm.
When Bruce Springsteen called him, he's like, "Dude, you can't just call me. You got to call like three people and tell them to call me and tell me that you're going to be calling me to prepare me for this type of a call." I don't know if that's why he needs to prepare for this call, but... So Yancey needs to prepare, so I'm going to send him a text here in a minute. We'll talk for a while about some other stuff, and then we'll give him a call.
You know who would make a great movie together, like a buddy-buddy cop movie? Bubbles and Bubbles.
The real Bubbles and another Bubbles? Oh, Bubbles from
Bubbles
the
from
Wire.
The Wire and Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys.
Okay, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
The Bubs.
Yep.
You could call them the Bubs. The Bubs and the Burbs.
Yeah, also... I saw, oh crap, I lost it. Oh, that Haven show that, Jim Leahy's on.
Yeah.
I watched that show again a couple times and he was on there again.
Cool.
Eccentric character.
Very
kinda
nice.
Kind of funny. It's kind of a weird show. Not sure if I like it yet or not.
You're not sure if you like it?
Yeah. Not Why? Sure. I don't know. Sometimes it looks good, sometimes it doesn't. All sorts of new shows coming around these days, though, you know?
Yeah.
Is that Michael J. Fox, Shake and Bake?
That's not what it's called.
No. That show's got some decent laughs, though.
Yeah, for sure.
To some
I've never watched it, but I've heard a little bit of good stuff about it, not only from you.
Compared to some of the other ones, Dads.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it's... What's that guy's name from Jamie Kennedy? But not Jamie Kennedy, it's Seth Green.
Oh, the other Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, him and Martin Mull is in it. It's about two or three game designers that live together and their single dads moved in to their place. And so they got to deal with all that. Yeah. And then there's that Sean Saves the World I try to watch for Tom Lennon. I couldn't do it this week, though, even though he was in there.
Yeah, there's a couple shows that I try to watch because I like one person that's in it, but I can't do it. One of them's Crash and Bernstein, which is an XD Disney show with a puppet as the main star. And Ron Funches just shows up for about 5 minutes out of 30 minutes working this stand at the park, and I just can't do it.
What about the Goldbergs?
I don't know. I haven't watched that either.
It's the one with, what's his face?
Will Arnett.
No.
Oh.
No, that one's fucking hilarious, though.
The Millers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that one.
He's always funny. I don't care who you are.
The last one was they were arguing because his mom had bought them all. Bo Bridges plays his dad on it, too, which is funny. But his mom had bought them 5 cemetery plots all together. And so she had like this blackboard with the coffins on there and like those little, she had felt people that she made of them, but she took pictures where they had their eyes closed and cut those out and put them on the people. And she was laying them in the coffins and there wasn't enough for all 6 of them. So she was like doubling them up and then they got in a big fight. And Bo Bridges is like, I don't want to be buried near any. And he goes over and puts his little thing on the lamp. Across the room. So there's some good moments in that one, I think.
Right on. I'll have to check it out.
The Goldbergs is the one that's based in the 80s, kind of like a Wonder Years with the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, I saw a little bit of that. Jeff Garlin.
Yeah, and it also
I didn't know what it was. He was trying to win a stuffed toy from one of those crane machines for his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch much of it, but he's funny to me. I listen to his podcast.
Patton Oswalt is the voice on there. Like the I can't remember who the guy was on the Wonder Years. Was it Richard Dreyfuss?
No, but that was Stand By Me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but yeah, it was someone like that.
Yeah, and so yeah, Patton Oswalt. So that's kind of cool. You got him narrating it. He's got a good voice.
He's got a very distinct voice too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and you
I just heard
believe
him
that you know that these are probably stories just because he sounds like your kind of average kid.
I think he also did a voice on a recent animated show or something that's coming out, like not Planes, but the new one that's out. There's another new one that came out called Pixar or whatever, and there's just a little chuckle at the end of a and just his chuckle, I can recognize his voice. That's how, like, some people not so much, and it's weird to me on animated shows. Like, I'll try some people, you can just hear their voice and go, that's
certainly
true. But some people I'm going, who is that? And then once they tell me, then it's obvious.
Yeah,
which is weird.
But do you ever, you're doing something and you hear like a commercial and it's like, that's that guy. And then you look and it's not.
Ah, yes.
And you almost wonder if it's really that guy doing a voiceover.
Yeah.
This one, like Kiefer's dad. What's his name?
Donald Sutherland.
That guy's still kicking around.
Yeah, I bet his voice is really different.
Did they ever do any movies together?
Yeah. A couple. I can't remember right now, but I watched one specifically.
Huh.
That had the two of them in it.
What about Kirk and Michael?
Yeah, I believe they've done movies together as well, but nothing that was like blockbuster that like everybody said, father and son together again for the first time ever.
What about Machete and Machete Dad?
Who's Machete's dad?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Machete.
Yeah.
Farmer John Tapenose was telling me that a ukulele is actually called a machete. Like, it looks like machete. I don't know why I even thought of that, because you said machete. I guess that's why.
Yeah. You see any? I haven't seen part one. You know that's not really Lindsay Lohan in there, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it is, but she's CGI'd.
Well, it's a boob double, isn't it?
Her breasts are CGI'd. That's the new thing. They CGI their body. Their breasts.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a body double.
I can't remember. I was looking about this the other day. It was like 10 movies that are 10 actresses who fooled you into thinking they were naked.
Yeah.
I can't remember any of the other ones. I think Natalie Portman used a body double when she dove into a lake somewhere.
fucking bitches.
I think, they're doing a CGI. One of the first CGI nude scenes was Helen Bonham Carter in Fight Club.
Oh.
That wasn't really her or Brad.
That's bullshit.
It is.
You're fucking with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of movies and stuff like that, I did watch a movie that I've been wanting to watch for quite some time over the weekend. And as everyone had told me, it sucked balls.
Hmm.
The Lords of Salem, not very good.
Really?
I feel disappointed because I've grown to love Rob Zombie's movies now. It took me to watch this one to realize that I had watched Halloween 2 by Rob Zombie. Didn't like that either. I'll have to rewatch it to make sure.
Similarities in there or something, or just styles?
No, it was just so detached. I don't know. It was weird. Mm. It was weird. Mm. But this one was kind of like a cheap knockoff of like Rosemary's Baby. It was just like a really.
That's that movie where the chick has to choose between both her babies.
No, she gives.
Oh, wait, that's Sophie's Choice.
No, this one had Mia Farrow in it, and it's from, like, the 70s, early 70s or late 60s.
It might be late 60s, I think.
And it was, she gets pregnant by Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah, there was a short scene that had Sid Haig, which is, you know, the dude from, God, what's his name on that? Thousand Corpses.
Captain Spaulding.
Yeah, Captain Spaulding, but you wouldn't notice that he was in there because it just shows him for a second, and I saw his names in the credits, and then I had to go back and search for him. That's how little of a part he had. Mm. And then the black dude who's trying to buy the chicken fucking chicken dude, that guy's in it. He's a DJ, and, of course, Rob's wife, who is really not a very good actress, at least in this one. And
she probably I don't think she is.
She played Baby really well because that was a stupid character. That's probably her.
Well, it was over the top.
Yeah. But it wasn't that good.
And it might be really her,
Had Dee Wallace in it, who was also, she was from The Howling and some other early 80s movies, but she was in the first Halloween of Rob Zombie's. But, yep, so, you know, I posted a thing on Facebook that said, hey, I'm getting ready to watch this movie. How about you guys all bag on it so it might be kind of good as I watch it? If you tell me it's super bad, it might be better. Everybody said it was, well, one person said it was pretty good. Hmm. Everybody else said it sucked. I'm going to have to agree it sucked. But I watched the whole thing. That's what's weird. Why didn't I stop?
Do you ever stop a movie even when
sometimes
it sucks?
Sometimes I do. But I think I just always, if it's a movie that I've been wanting to see and then I'm watching it and it's sucking, I'm just waiting for it to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe last
while you're watching the little clock and then if on I've the VCR go down.
If I've got an hour and 10 minutes invested into it, I'm going to watch the other 20 minutes whether I think it's going to get good or not because I need some closure.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
A lot of those TV shows now, you know, some of them they end after one or two seasons and then they're done. And then it's like halfway through the story. That's never fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. So did you hear the big news? I know that you were a
fan. I did. I heard all the big news.
Well, here's one of the big news stories that might be important to you because we've talked about in the past you being a crew head when you're growing up.
Yeah.
Motley Crue retiring. Farewell tour number one.
Come on. Yeah, number one.
No, Nikki Sixx sat down with Rolling Stone to discuss the band's farewell tour plans as they wrap up their second Vegas residency. Crew frontman Vince Neil revealed that the metal band's plans to retire in the next few years are real, which is in air quotes, and that they won't hold multiple farewell tours like Kiss and The Who.
And Ozzy.
We haven't decided when that is. We're talking about it. It'll happen, but we don't know when it'll happen. So they're saying.
Oh, so they don't know when.
20 years.
Yeah.
In 20 years. The most important thing about a farewell tour is the band doesn't lie to the fans and the band doesn't tour and then come back years later. That's what's important to us, planning for the right time to go out. We have a great fan base, original fans, all the way down to teenagers.
They better plan it quick if they want to get Mars in there, right?
Yeah, what's he, 62?
Well, can he still stand up?
Oh, he can stand for like 20 minutes. No, he can sit down like Hans.
Why don't they just put him in a cage like they used to do with Tommy?
Yeah.
Spin him around, and he's got like
play
no
upside
gravity
down, and he wouldn't even have to hold the guitar.
Yeah, it'd probably be good for his back.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't see, like, because they got this is their second Las Vegas
residency.
Yeah, so I can't imagine them not getting a third at some point a couple years down the road again. Just because if the first two are, you know, if the first was successful and the second is, and, you know, they know how to put on a show. So when you got a stage that you don't have to tear down every night, you know, they got all the pyrotechnics, probably like girls up there stripping on poles every 2 feet,
right,
and sliding up and down the pole 20 feet high up the stage.
Yep. So they ask Nikki Sixx, won't you be sad? Won't you be sad when the band's done? And he said, mm-hmm, no, I'd be sad if we were playing half full theaters and only two original band members were in the band. That would be sad. Sad is not taking your final bow in L.A. all together as four brothers.
Oh, are they going to play the whiskey?
I don't know.
On the last show? They should.
That'd be pretty cool. But yeah, he does have a point there. You know, Vince left for a while and came back, but they are the four original members from the original album.
And they always said that, too. They said back in the day, they said, fucking, you know, if it's not the four of us, we'll fucking call it quits, which they didn't.
Well, they got Vince back, so I guess.
Yeah, well, they did eventually, yeah. Yeah, they did.
They did one album with
Jocko
Robbie.
Yep.
Uncle Jack. So he says it's going to be fucking rad, but we're not there yet. Right now, we got 3 shows left in Vegas, and then we're going to start looking forward to when we tour next.
Did they ask him if he's Sickie Nicks?
No. Who's Sickie Nicks?
The
Is that his alias?
From Edward Penis Hands.
Oh.
That was Sickie Nicks.
Maybe. Did it look like him? Did it look like his penis? You watched it. I know that.
Yeah, I watched it, but he had more of a Edward Scissorhand look like, because he just had that fucking dumb look on his face like Edward Scissorhands did, with his face painted white, and his forearms were giant dicks.
His forearms were giant dicks, mm-hmm, and they cut his own penis off? Oh, no, they weren't scissors, okay.
Yeah.
He was penis hands, okay.
Yeah. When he'd go and shake some dude's hand, it would just jizz all over his business suit.
Yeah. That's too funny. I mean, kind of.
It was good for a laugh.
I remember seeing that, like, back in the day when you'd go into, like, American Family mm-hmm Video, and then it had that little back room
mm-hmm
that had, like, the closet doors that kind of fold out, and they got, like, louvers on them. Like,
yep.
Go back in there, and that was the first, I was just, probably, I don't know, 21, 20, mm-hmm, I don't know, maybe a little older, 25, I don't know, when Edward's Penis Hands came out, but I remember seeing that in there.
Yeah. I remember coming out of that room once at American Family Video, and my sister was in the store.
So you just ducked back in there?
Yeah, for an hour. She was in there shopping big time.
She's like, what are you doing? I was just hanging out. They told me I'm working here, actually. American Family Video.
You're going to Ramboner?
We're a family video store, so if you want fuck movies, you have to go in the back room, where if your family's
That was always weird, huh?
I know. Well, I didn't
American
even...
American Family Video, that was the only one that sold pornos in town, mm-hmm, too. I rented
that is weird. Both of the Brownsville video stores did, but they didn't advertise or display it. You had to ask without knowing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you have to, like, ask for a title? Like,
no, you'd have
nope, we don't have that one.
You'd have to do the secret code and then knock on the counter. Just like, you're like, hey, do you got that telephone movie about elephants? And then he'd go, you got it. What do you want to see? I'm like, I want to see Backdoor Sluts 9, please, for 2 days.
A classic movie.
Actually, could I just rent it for like 2 hours? Because it's not going to... I'm going to fast forward to the middle, and then I'm going to be done. I'll bring it back to you later.
You hear what Redbox is doing now? They're going more true to the Redbox, and for 99 cents, they'll dispense out some menstrual blood for you.
Oh, red blots. It's just blotted.
Why don't they need a porno, just like on the top shelf, like a separate machine just on the top where adults can reach it.
Yeah.
Where you could rent adult movies on there.
But yeah, but what about the short adults and tall children?
That would be true.
Like, excuse me.
The tall children.
There's some people that grow up fast, you know, like
there
Tom
is.
Petty. He grew up fast.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like 6, 7
yeah,
when they're like 14 years ago. or 14 years old.
Yeah,
you know that song.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's an overlooked album, I think.
Oh, man, it's a great album.
Soundtrack to She's the One, Tom Petty.
Great album. Good movie, too, even though I only watched it once.
He does a Beck cover. Well, it's kind of a romantic comedy, and it has Jennifer Aniston in it.
It was
She's the One, too.
Edward Burns, he did a movie before that called The Brothers McCullen, and it was a very similar type of movie. Where they were brothers, and I think they were kind of quibbling over a girl or something. But they're both very good 90s-ish kind of romantic comedies. He did those two movies, and then I don't think he really did much after that. He might have produced or did some other stuff, but I don't think he directed much.
Whoa!
Another pair that broke up after a couple other movies, but these guys probably went on to bigger things. Christopher McQuarrie and the other guy that was with him.
They
wrote and directed. I think it was Usual Suspects.
Oh, shit. He spilled his rock star a little bit. God damn it.
Usual Suspects, I think they did. Wrote and direct. Bryan Singer. And then Bryan Singer went on and he did something. X-Men? He went and did the first three X-Men of the new reboot.
Why aren't the paper towels in here when we need them?
I don't know. I think I ran out. Hope I see them.
Sweet. So, I got a text back from Yancey. We're going to be calling him in a few minutes. He wants another two-minute warning. So, let's see. We're about 20 minutes, 23 minutes into the show so far. So,
20.
Okay, did you ever see that? You probably did, because I think you watched them all. That episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Jeff Garlin had that big dog, who's a German Shepherd.
I don't know if I did.
Okay, well, the dog was kind of racist. He always barked at black people, like, only. Like, he was pretty nice to everybody, but he'd always bark at black, like Wanda Sykes. He'd always
bark. Was this when he was living with the blacks?
No, Jeff Garlin was the one with the dog.
Yeah, but was Larry living with the blacks?
I think the blacks were living with him. Yeah, I believe so. And they were trying to start that restaurant with Ted Danson, and it was supposed to be a bra sniffing dog. I don't know. Anyway, it just reminded me of this story because do you think that dogs can be racist?
I think dogs could be discriminatory.
Yeah, they're not going to say a derogatory comment against a certain race, but they...
I mean, I think they could, you know, they pick up on people and their scent and their color, different colors.
Maybe?
And dogs are colorblind, though, aren't they?
I thought they saw in black and white. That's right. So everything...
They just see in Michael Jackson videos?
No, they just see... Nothing's gray to them. It's just black and white. It's all cut and dried with dogs, those fuckers. No, but there's a new report about the Los Angeles Sheriff Department's canine special detail unit found that every single one of the unit's dog bite victims in the first 6 months of this year was either black or Latino.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The number of minority individuals bitten by police dogs rose dramatically from 2004 to 2012 in the urban areas of Century City.
Wait, this is just police dogs?
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're always chasing those guys.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that they're not chasing white guys.
Why not? White guys don't break the law?
I don't know.
It says,
I'm being that guy.
Okay, that's good. That's what I want. And according to this report released by the Police Assessment Resource Center, a.k.a. PARC, yeah. Victims of the dog bites are almost universally African American and Latino.
Mm-hmm. It is because they're in the lower poverty areas, you know, because they don't want to make as much money, and so they end up having dogs.
Huh. And I'd always wondered why, you know, they use police dogs, but dogs are pretty good because not only can they subdue the person, but they can chase them and catch them. You know, it says here that dog bites cause injuries at far higher rates than other weapons such as batons and tear gas, even guns. A federal judge describes the pressure from a dog bite as equivalent to a car tire running over a body part.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah. A good bite on there, yeah.
Yep. But he does believe that the LASD canine unit is simply being deployed too often.
Well, maybe so. Maybe, you know, I mean, I don't know. If they're running after those, I think they're just setting them off. Whenever they see a black guy, they just turn the dogs on them.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, what if they, instead of police dogs, though, they had police cats?
Meow.
Yep.
Toots is
You'd have to wake him up every time you wanted him to do something.
Like,
he'd be rubbing against your leg.
They'd be all trying to like purr and like just snuggle up with you, and you're like, no, you got to get the bad guy.
Yeah.
Get the bad guy. God damn it.
What about, and I watched live footage of this yesterday, dude. Chupacabras.
What? In Mexico or where?
They're all over.
In the United
Central
States?
America and in the U.S. Yeah. Yeah, they're spreading up towards the northwest. They're coming up the horn and coming up for us.
Are you sure?
Dude.
Is it as real as Sam Squinch? Or?
Dude, it was like them running alongside the road. I mean, they couldn't catch it. They were going like 65 miles an hour, they were saying, or something like that. And they looked like these like, they just hairless dogs that just had fuzz. They had one that this lady pulled out of the freezer. And she sent off to get some DNA samples and matched no dog or nothing. The closest was coyote and wolf, I think.
Huh.
And those are known to breed.
Well, there's been stories of chupacabra for a year almost.
Dude, these things were crazy looking. And I think that's what they should get because nothing can outrun a chupacabra.
Are they faster than a cheetah, you think?
Yeah, they were. They were. And they were also, I mean, these guys were, like, in a dirt area. Like, say you had acres and acres of farm that was just dried dirt, you know, but could have holes in it. They were in a Jeep, you know, and they were going, like, 45, and they weren't able to catch it. They couldn't keep up.
Wow.
You know, but they couldn't go more than that because there's armadillo holes, they were saying out there.
Armadillo holes.
Yep.
Get your finger out of my armadillo hole.
Yeah, they look nasty too, man, and
I've seen
almost
some dead
like a hellhound. Mm. But
is that
a
real thing?
You know what I decided though is the chupacabra is Jesus reincarnated.
Then why are there so many of them?
Well, you know, Jesus didn't say he would be the only one to come back.
Jesus is everywhere. That's what they say.
Yep.
And he's in all of us, too. So we've got a little chupacabra in all of us.
That's why maybe he's a little face cum spider.
We all got a little chupacabra in us and the face cum spiders, too. Face cum spiders. I think you just named the episode. Yep. Facial... you ever get in a facial by a spider? Yeah, I got these face cum spiders. They live in my face cum spiders. If you say that enough, you end up saying like space cum fighters. That's people who fight.
Hong Kong.
You fight cum in space if you're a space cum fighter.
Hong Kong spooey. You like Tom Hanks?
I like Tom Hanks, all right. I mean... He punches people in the face every once in a while, which isn't very cool.
No.
Doesn't he do that? I've read some stories.
Maybe.
I've heard things.
I don't know.
But, you know, who doesn't? He's going to be... fucking huge star. I punch people in the face sometimes. I'm not even fucking famous.
There's this guy. He's an artist, and I want people to go and look him up. His name is Hanksy. He's a New York artist. And he does caricatures of famous people, notably Tom Hanks.
Okay.
So he does a lot of Tom Hanks, but he likes puns.
Ooh.
He's a pun caricaturist. So
caricaturist?
Imagine, caricaturist.
Okay.
So imagine like he did a painting on Stephen Colbert's building. So it was a bear with Stephen Colbert's face.
Okay.
Another one that he did on the side of the building. This
Colbert.
Is
Colbert.
He does his art on the side of buildings. So another one was Hamuel L. Jackson.
I like it.
And there is Meth Rogan.
I like these. These are good.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other ones. People can go there and Hanksy.
I think that's cool.
Hanksy is his name-o. Yeah. Huh. Speaking of tall people, I don't know if you watch that show MasterChef.
No.
There was a guy on there, man. He was 7'2". He got second place.
Wow.
He's 26. He committed suicide this last week.
It's not Ramsay, is it? Chef Ramsay, is that the show?
No, okay, no. But this guy, interestingly enough, shot himself. And 3 months before that, he assaulted a city officer while claiming to be possessed by Gordon Ramsay.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Blame it on Ramsay.
Blame it on a Ramsay. By the way, he's not John Renee Ramsey's
John Benet Ramsey.
Yeah,
are you sure?
That's his niece. It was a daughter, right? John. Her name was John.
Jean. But it's spelled J-O-N. Yeah, Jean Benet. Jean dash Benet, which is
B-E-N-E-T.
Benet.
Okay, I thought it was like the Benoit.
It is kind of like Benoit.
Benoit.
It's Benet. B-E-N-E-T. Jean Benet Ramsey. And they're from Colorado? What? Why are you naming your kid Jean-Claude Guile from Brownsville, Oregon? All right, we only got one celebrity birthday today. I'm going to get to it right now. Do you recognize this song? This guy invented the Dolby sound system. No, he didn't. Now, when I was a kid, I don't know when this came out, mid-80s,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of into metal, kind of into pop and what was on the radio, but I fucking loved this song. I don't know why. That's why I usually play the Beatles' birthday right now for celebrity birthdays. But
good song to play for it, though.
I love this song. I don't know why.
I always remember hearing this song, and yeah, it was like mid-80s, because I would always remember my friend playing. We play this song on the TV. I remember seeing like Battlestar Galactica or something.
Weird fucking Science.
Yeah, it was. And it always bugged me, because that's at the time that I was watching TV that I realized when they would say, like, when they'd show Battlestar Galactica, and they'd say, next on Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't be next. It would be like, the next time
week.
That show's
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
I'd be like, they're fucking lying to us.
My 3-year-old godson gets that a lot. He's like, oh, the Mutant Ninja Turtles are on next. And I'm like, no, they said next time.
Yep.
When they're on, then you're going to see it again. He's like, but they said next. So Thomas Dolby, if he had a hit in 83 or whenever that was, mm-hmm. then what's your guess on his age? Because he seemed like an older looking dude.
He did, but I don't think... But sometimes people with like super blonde hair can fool you.
Yeah, because they look
so
bald.
I'm going to say 67.
How many years ago was that?
Seven. I'm going to say he's 49.
That's a low guess. He's 55.
All right.
He's officially able to get a senior citizen's discount today.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Dolby, not affiliated with the Dolby sound system.
Or THX.
But he may have used it in his recordings. Because that song was pretty high tech.
That song was everywhere too, man.
It still is. Kind of shows up in commercials all the time. It's a catchy little tune.
Just,
and now
and
hopefully you guys will be singing
sounding.
It.
It's
a little Devo-ish,
it grabs
kind of?
You because it, you know, it's not just your standard guitar, bass, drum. Well, I guess I don't know. Keyboards are always part of pop, right?
It seems like it to me, yeah.
Damn pop music. You didn't see any of the Katy Perry on Saturday Night Live?
No, but I just saw people complaining about it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. Not that part of it.
Okay, I'm getting some messages here, so I'm going to give old Yancey a 2-minute warning, which she asked for. 15 minutes and then a 2-minute. He seemed like he might be a little bit nervous, but I doubt it. He just wanted to know if it's live. I said live to tape, but we can edit. So don't. He just wants us to lead the conversation, which we will. In a couple minutes, we're going to be calling Yancey. He said to, I hope I don't forget this, website descriptions and the founding fuckers.
Alright.
You write that down for me? Ask about website subscriptions and the founding fuckers thing. Just ask him if he's a subscriber or a founder.
You remind me to ask him about Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Because he'll have some chupacabra.
Yeah, this story will go from one to another. And while we wait for the two-minute warning, I've got a great announcement in the classic rock news. I hope you're just as excited as I am not, as Boston is set to release their new album on December 3rd.
Boston.
It's going to be more than a feeling this time.
Oh, man, I hope so.
So their first album came out.
This is the third album?
Sixth. They only had three for a long time. They've been a band since 75. So that's 40 years? 40, almost 50 years? No, 40. Almost 40?
Yeah.
Almost 40 years. And they only have six albums. That's fucking that's a weak track record right there.
That is. But the Cars, too, though. I mean, how many do they have?
Well, they took a long break and just released one, so I think they only have like six or seven.
Yeah.
But I guess that Boston had an album in 2002 called Corporate America. There's few details for the new record except that it will not feature vocals from the band's late singer, Bradley Delp. That's a fucking weird thing to say.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's for sure is that he won't be singing on it because he had a hibachi accident in his bedroom that we talked about like a year ago.
Yep.
Remember the band Sweet?
Oh, yeah. They had that one hit.
Okay. This has nothing to do with
I don't remember that hit, though, but I know which one it is.
I forgot, though, dude. Michael Sweet, that has nothing to do with the band Sweet. Michael Sweet is a singer for Stryper, and he was Boston's singer for a while.
What?
That's what I'm saying. What?
Say who was the singer for who?
In 2011, singer Michael Sweet left the group to return to Stryper. He left Boston to
To return to Stryper. You were talking about Matthew Sweet, the guitarist.
No, Michael Sweet. Okay, and singer Tommy DiCarlo maintained lead vocals for Boston on the Road. The 2013 edition of Boston features leader guitarist Tom Schultz, guitarist Gary Pill, and David Victor. And bassist Tracy Ferry, drummer Curly Smith. Curly Smith on the drums. Who the fuck's Curly Smith?
Curly Smith. Drummers are always weird.
I bet he's bald. So they call him Curly. All right, we're going to do this, man. We're going to call up Yancey. And we're going to talk to him for a minute about this Trailer Park Boys thing that's going on. If I can figure out how to work my phone. It's not working out for me, but it will. Just give me a second.
Yeah, that was a good time to look up Hanksy.
All right, so hopefully this is working. We're going to call. We're calling Sean McClain, a.k.a. Yancey. Hopefully he'll answer.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what up?
How's it going,
How
man?
Doing?
We're doing great. We're excited about this phone call and the information. I hope you can hear me all right. We're excited about
this. Maybe I'm going to go ahead and just hit you on speaker, if you don't mind.
Oh, no problem. But, yeah, I just found out about a week ago about this SwearNet movie that's going to be premiering on October 22nd at the Regal 21 Theaters in Portland from our friend up in Canada, Adrian Bacon Farrell. And apparently you've got some more information about it.
I do. I got some information today. Well, not just looking, and Mike Smith had posted that there were still tickets available in Portland. It's at Cinema 21, which is a landmark movie theater here. It's been, I think it was built in 1921.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I went there as a teenager, and I saw old 3D movies, black and white, when we had to get the old glass, the paper glasses.
Yep.
We have a balcony, and
that's
I remember my memories of it of sitting in the balcony watching. I forget the movie, but watching these objects float above the crowd, you know, it was way up high. And actually, the reason I mentioned that, you know, the old theater is because it has just been renovated. They've actually purchased the building next door and totally pimped out the original building where the SwearNet premiere is going to be. And it's going to be really great. They're just finishing the renovations like 2 days ago or this weekend.
That is awesome. And I was really surprised to find out that there were still tickets left because I was sure it was going to be sold out because the Trailer Park Boys are pretty popular in the Portland area, right?
Well, all four times they've been here, they've sold out every single time. And, you know, people wait and wait and wait. And then, you know, I remember being at the shows because we wanted to be front row. So we were always, me and my crew were always, my three of us were always there at like 11 a.m., first people sitting there on the sidewalk. And people would walk up and say, okay, I want two tickets. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, whatever.
You guys are out there playing street hockey and
just jug hockey.
Yeah, and you got your cardboard bubbles out there waiting in line with you.
Put him a goalie.
Yeah, he's really popular. The people just loved that cardboard bubbles. I had no idea it would be such a hit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And so you had sent me a message before we called you here to ask about something about a subscriber and the founding fucker thing. I don't know what that is. What's the founding?
Well, Swearnet is not just a movie. It's also a website. And this website is going to evolve into an actual, like, TV network online. And they're going to have daily shows. You know, 15-minute shows, it looks like, some of them maybe half an hour. Also, season 8 will be shown on Swearnet.com.
Cool. I was wondering how we were going to be able to watch season 8, because I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, and so, but Swearnet, the movie, which we'll talk mostly about today, is separate completely from the Trailer Park Boys. It's a different thing altogether.
Go ahead.
I know it gets a little confusing. Even though season 8 of the Trailer Park Boys, the characters that everybody's familiar with, and everybody's back in on that, all the way to Cyrus, Sam, Sarah, everybody, J-Rock, is all in season 8, and that will be shown on that site. However, it is a membership site. It's not very expensive. And you not only get to see season 8, but you get to see a whole bunch of other shows and new content almost every day.
Excellent. So that's awesome. One question, I don't know if you know the answer. Will Corey and Trevor return in season 8?
Well, that's a weird question. Corey Bowles is actually one of the two directors of season 8.
Oh, cool.
He's behind the camera.
Well, that's cool.
Trevor has moved on. I forget what he's doing. I read something in the past 6 months or so. He's doing something creative, and he's happy, and he seems to be a success at what it was. I know he
does a lot of music stuff, and he created a lot of music for the Trailer Park Boys episodes and whatnot, and so maybe he's doing music. I'm not too sure. But I was kind of hoping that those guys would come back, but I wasn't surprised to hear that they won't be in the episode. So about this Swearnet movie, do you know anything about where you can get tickets or anything like that?
Yes. The tickets are available. They're e-tickets.
Oh, okay.
You buy them online, and you get a download of like QR code,
Right.
White speckled things.
Yep.
And so when I got my tickets, I have them on my phone, and I also printed them so I have a hard copy. And you can actually get tickets mailed to you for, I think, $2 extra if you want.
Okay. Right on. And it's 25 bucks?
Yeah, they're 25 bucks, and they are available. I'll give you the link later.
Okay.
But, so it's 25 bucks, but it's more than just watching a movie.
For sure.
I'll just quote verbatim off of their event page, and it says, because people fucking swear, guess what? Mike Smith, John Paul Tremblay, Rob Wells, and Pat Roach, who you know as Randy Bobandy, want to hang out with you. Why? Because their new movie, Swearnet, deserves an introduction in person. Join the boys for an exclusive and interactive fan screening of Swearnet the movie. They're going to have a Q&A before the movie starts and talk to the audience. And this is going to be held in the main original theater building, which now has beer and pizza and tables to hang out upstairs. I think the balcony seating is still there. They just expanded it from what I've read.
Okay.
So for $25, you get to talk to them, learn about the movie, and you get to witness Pat Roach. Again, that's Randy.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to get used to him as different people, you know, because you've seen him as Randy.
Yeah, he'll probably actually be wearing a shirt, which will be odd. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. But one of the funny things is it says here that, you know, join the boys for an exclusive and interactive fan screening. You know, it's only hitting six cities on this initial tour. And it's kind of like a test tour. And then they plan on coming back and hitting other cities. But before the movie, you get to witness Pat's transformation into Swear Man.
Oh, yeah.
And see what crazy shit the boys get up to during the evening. And personally, I've avoided learning too much about the movie because I like to go in fresh.
Yep.
You know, I understand the basic premise of the movie, which I can explain, but, I don't want to, I want to go in fresh and have a great time. I've heard from somebody who's real close to this movie that it's really funny. It is off the hook funny, and that they guarantee it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, I can't see that it wouldn't be with the cast that's involved. So it's going to be a great time for sure. It's on a Tuesday night. Is that correct?
In Portland, Tuesday night, October 22nd.
Okay, it'll be tough for me, but I'm going to try to make it happen. I know the tickets after more people start hearing about it, it'll probably end up selling out, I would imagine. But it's only a week or two away, so...
Where is it at again?
It's at the Regal... What's it called? Cinema 21?
Ah.
Just Cinema 21.
Hey, that's where I saw that Pamela Lee Anderson movie. You know the one I'm talking about? The one she made with Tommy Lee?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's where I saw that one.
The greasy one?
Yep.
Oh, it was greasy.
Did you get a Q&A before the movie?
No, I didn't. I left before it was over. About 3 minutes in, I left.
After he saw Tommy Lee steering the boat with his manhood, he was like, I'm out of here. So we were talking...
You just went for the money shot.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. He went to the lobby, and then he came back for the last part. Yeah. But go ahead.
I think the reason that it has not sold out, because, you know, they've done three shows here as their tour, I think all three of those. They did a Christmas, they came through on the Christmas show with Lady and Randy. Those all sold out, but they've never had to advertise. The first show in 2011, the only way I found out about it, I wasn't Facebooking much, was I was looking through a Willamette Week just kind of casually out in the back patio one afternoon, and boom, there it was, Terror Park Boys Live. I'm like, holy flying, I got to get in on this.
Yeah. I think it was thanks to you that Phil found out, and Phil's the one that told me, so I would have never known about it myself.
Yeah, so they've been so successful selling out, they haven't needed to do any advertising at all.
Right.
And I imagine this show will sell out, because it's still got a good week, solid.
Sure.
They do have two kinds of tickets. The VIP tickets are sold out, which was $50, which gets you a little closer seating and some extended time afterwards. But, I mean, for $25 to be one of the first to see this movie and to get a Q&A with them before the show, I mean, I think you know, then what's it cost to go see a first-run movie on a Friday night anyway? $15 maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think it's definitely worth the money, especially if you're a Trailer Park Boys fan. And there are so many out there that I don't see how that it wouldn't sell out other than the fact that people just don't know about it. So that's why we're covering it here on the show. Hopefully some people will hear about it that didn't know, and they'll go out and pick up some tickets. So, And I know you wanted me to mention that you're not in any way affiliated with the SwearNet people, but you're just a huge fan, and you do a lot of promoting on Facebook of Trailer Park Boys and different things like that, the Cyrus website.
Yeah, I've worked with a couple people from the show, mostly with Bernard Little, the show, did some stuff with Sam Tarasco, and they're both involved with Season 8, and Sam has a show that's going to be on the SwearNet network on the website. But let me kind of backtrack, if I will, and kind of explain, like, what the boys' intention was to, you know, they needed to move on from what they were doing, and at the time, Clattenburg had all the rights, and didn't seem like anything was going to happen, any more seasons or movies at the time. So this was their idea, was to start up a website that was like a TV network, but the premise being is that every show, people swear.
Yep.
Since, you know, hence the name SwearNet. So it's like every single show is everybody swearing. And so what this movie is about, as far as I know, like I said, I try to avoid learning too much because I don't want to
spoil it.
Yeah, I want to go in and be surprised and have a great time.
Right,
it's about fucking and shitting.
So the movie came about after the idea. And so there is a website up called SwearNet.com, and you can go there and join. It's $4.20 a month. I don't know how they came to that weird price.
It's a perfect price.
Makes no sense to me at all. or you can pay like an annual rate and get a deduction. I think it's $39. I'm not sure. You'd have to check the site, but you do get a break if you like signed up for a year.
Yeah, but you'd rather pay $4.20 a month. I think that just seems more just right.
Fun.
Yeah, more germane to the.
Yeah, for sure.
So the movie, from what I understand, little I know, is about them setting up this network. And it actually has some interesting people in it. Tom Green is in it.
Oh, nice.
Carrot Top is in it.
What about Broccoli Bottom?
Broccoli Bottom.
Yeah, that's Carrot Top's sidekick. That's Carrot Top's sidekick.
Good. That's a good darn question. I mean, I follow his stuff. I've seen the crazy costumes that run on it. That I don't know.
Well, you can count on Gatch to always throw you a left curveball question. Actually, he also wants to talk to you maybe a little bit. We were talking earlier on the show about the chupacabra. Are you familiar with the chupacabra?
Oh yeah, I have a couple in glass jars. You know
what? We know that you do some paranormal stuff. We thought maybe you might have been searching for a chupacabra.
Yeah, but
I thought you might have one in your freezer.
I'd love to talk about that stuff, but I kind of just want to do this for the guys. You know, I'm not affiliated with them, this SwearNet project at all. You know, I have worked with some members of the cast, but I just noticed that Bubbles was saying, you know, geez, we sold out tickets in Portland, people, come on, because they always sell out. And so I talked to the person who is in charge of their social stuff and said, yeah, I know a couple of guys. I bet you would love to talk this up. And boom, here we are.
Hell yeah. Nice. We're gonna talk about it on Wednesday's show and Friday's show, and maybe next week as well, just trying to get people aware of it if they haven't heard.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll sell a couple extra tickets. We hope. So.
Yeah. To get tickets, I can go ahead and just hammer you the link right now if you want, or
yeah, that'd be perfect.
Hammer jamma ding dong.
It's swearnet.etixnow.com. /events/swearnet-oct-22. And it's a secure server, takes you through a couple steps. They email, first you sign up, they verify you, they're working with you and you write email and nothing funny's going on, and then you go through the steps and then they send you the e-tickets and you can print those out.
Cool. That sounds perfect. We'll put that link up on our page in case anybody doesn't want to have to rewind and try to listen to that long web address, but we'll just throw it up there. Maybe you could actually do a link as well, like tag me in a link on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, I'd definitely do that. And if people are on Facebook, if you go to just put in SwearNet in the search thing and go to their main page and click on events, all this information is right there. Just click, click, click.
Okay, cool. That makes it easy.
Yeah.
And all right.
So the movie, I have some information on it. The director's name is Warren Sonata, and he described this movie as the craziest thing I've ever shot in my entire life.
Excellent.
He says, we have helicopter stunts. We have Porsches crashing into trees. We have multiple prosthetic devices that are used to maximum capacity.
I can dig that.
I knew there was a little relation there.
Yeah.
Sonata is an award-winning veteran of more than 100 music videos and a number of feature films. But this movie is not, the boys are not in character as we know them so well as.
They're playing themselves.
In a way, kind of they've kind of spun their own personalities, and you can't avoid some of the Trailer Park Boys stuff just kind of wedging its way in there because we've all watched it so many times, you know.
Yeah.
So the movie is, as far as what I can read, is just a bunch of craziness and them getting this network website up and going and the adventures that they have, getting this up, which is not fiction. It is real. The site is squarenet.com. You can go there. And even if you don't sign up, there are videos you can watch. They have a YouTube channel. They do free Fridays where they show a clip from the set of season 8 every Friday for free. However, if you do sign up for the unusual price of $4.20, you get exclusive content and videos that others can't see.
Excellent.
Already. And I don't want to talk too much about the film because I've kind of avoided learning too much about it because I know the basic premise and I don't want to, but I said three times now, get a spoiler on me.
Yeah, for sure. I like doing that as well. So I'm definitely going to try to make it happen. I'm trying to convince myself that it's a for sure thing, but being on a Tuesday and being up in Portland and being towards the end of the month, I'm going to try my best to make it happen. If I don't, I will count on you to give me a full report on the show, since you're definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to get a live update on the cast afterwards, a live review.
Okay. You just don't ask me to strap forehead cam on.
No. Nothing like that.
I'm just kidding.
Hell, what you've done today is enough for us. We got a bunch of information, and I'm sure we got a lot of Trailer Park Boys fans that listen to our show because we've done a couple episodes of just, covering the seasons and stuff like that back in the first season of our show. So we appreciate you taking our call and giving us that information. We're about to wrap up today's show, so we're going to have to get off here. But we'll probably end up calling you again, maybe on some other premise. Maybe we'll call you again to talk about your paranormal stuff that you do and set up something to get down to the Brownsville car wash, possibly.
Yeah, that would all be really fun stuff for us. We definitely, I know we've talked about it, and time's just kind of slipped away. It's been kind of a busy summer, but...
I know how that goes, for sure.
but I encourage anybody who's a Trailer Park Boy fan, you know, if it's in the budget, this is going to be a great night. Even if you, you know, you think, oh, I can't get a VIP ticket. I mean, the $25 and getting the Q&A and getting to meet and talk and ask questions before the movie, I mean,
it's priceless. You know, it's basically priceless. I mean, and it's only coming to 6 cities in the whole U.S. at first, so it's a really special occasion, I think.
Yeah. In fact, I think the fact they chose Portland is because they've always sold out everything in Portland. And I know that, you know, the shows that I've seen you at when we saw them at the Aladdin, I mean, just guessing that probably 25% of that crowd was from the Eugene area, if you will.
That could be, you know, because that's the only place that they came was Portland. So people came from all over the state.
They could draw a couple hundred miles, I bet, at least.
Yeah, so I mean, what is it, like a 2-hour maximum drive, probably?
Yeah, from Eugene, and I'm a little bit closer. I'm about a half hour north of Eugene, and Dustin's even a little farther north in Albany, which is about an hour and 10-minute drive from the Albany area, which isn't bad at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and gas prices are down. Did you notice?
I did notice, like $3.36 I saw when I was coming in today at one station. Which is still expensive, but
2 weeks ago.
Yep. All right, Yancey, it's great talking to you, and we will be in touch. We appreciate you giving us all that information, and we hope that you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys, and I encourage people to go and look at the website, and if they're on Facebook, to go to SwearNet, the main page. You can watch some videos, learn more about this event. There's an actual video promoting this event, telling what they're going to do, and that's a good watch. And I do think these tickets are going to go fast now that Bubbles made a post saying, we still got tickets in Portland. So
for sure.
If your listeners are interested, I suggest, it's been my experience, to get on it.
For sure. I've missed the boat. I missed the boat last time on the Go Fuck Yourself Santa Claus tour. I waited too long and it sold out and I didn't get to go. And I was kicking myself in the ass the whole time. So, get out there and get your tickets, you guys. And thanks again for thanks for taking our call. And we will talk to you again soon, Sean.
Yeah, I'll post some stuff on Facebook, a little more information, make it easier for people if they want. And SwearNet sent me that poster for you guys to use on your website if you want.
Excellent. We will definitely do that.
And that would be a great help. And I got a feeling it's going to sell out. No problem. It's just a matter of getting the word out.
Yep. All right. Well, I hope to see you up there on the 22nd.
Yeah. And the people at SwearNet wanted me to thank you very much for taking the time to mention this. And it's been a great time. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take it easy, man. We'll talk to you later.
You take care. Have a great show. And this show is going to air Monday, maybe?
Yep.
Monday.
Monday.
Okay. I'll be watching for the link.
Yep. We'll put one up for you, buddy. All right.
Ready, boys.
Okay.
Hey, the sun's out. Isn't that nice?
I know. It's excellent. All right. Peace out, brother. We'll see you later.
Take care.
All right.
That was Yancey.
That was. Some people call him that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call him Sean.
Yeah.
And that was a great conversation.
It was.
We appreciate that, Sean.
That
I know
is
you're
awesome.
Listening.
SwearNet.com.
Or is it SwearNet.net?
No. SwearNet.com.
I made sure. So, wow. Yeah, that took us pretty much to the end of our episode, but we do not want to forget this because I was kind of surprised by what was coming out of the speakers of Hans's CD player.
Hans's CD player.
You might as well be listening to a record player. And I say that because of what he's listening to.
Always something cool because you know he's a player.
He's a player. Today, he's listening to some classic rock awesomeness. In the form of
Scorpions.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience, Electric Ladyland.
Ooh.
Nice choice there, Hanzaroni.
Electric Ladyland.
And shit, other than that, I think that's it for this show. We could talk all day, but we don't have to. I think on Wednesday's show, we're going to be airing a call we got to our hotline from a former president of the United States, who is apparently a fan of our show. And don't forget to check out Pizza Now. They're in Albany here.
Oh, man, they are delicious.
I'm trying to think up a new, I was working on it today, but I didn't get it finished, a new little extended jingle for Pizza Now to stick in every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Like if there's a lull in the conversation, I'll just, if you're looking for Pizza Now, they're ready when you are.
You just need a button that goes, Pizza Now, Pizza Now, yeah. Pizza Now, Pizza Now.
Also, we need a button that says TerryGow.com, TerryGow.com, TerryGow.com right now, because you can go check that out. I got a couple shows coming up. I think I might have snagged me a new gig up in Portland on a Saturday night, so that should be nice. The guy who was running the Baghdad Theater there has started doing a couple different shows, so when one thing ends, a couple new things start. Nothing wrong with that. And other than that, it's been a nice Monday. Get out and enjoy the weather.
Everybody go check out Hans.com.
Hans.com. And check out his Facebook, HansJochumsen/Facebook.com. Hans, when are you going to get a fucking Facebook so we could, like, put a link on your page for something or something?
Yeah.
And then we could tag you in our photos and call you the furry little troll.
Ooh, here it says, welcome to Hans.com, your source for virtually anything.
So it's already a website?
You can look up Hans device, Hanes, Hans.
Hans.com.
You can look up, yeah.
Check it out, Hans 995.
Hans grow faucets.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hans grows faucets. Hey, thanks for listening, Hans. Thanks for listening, Sean. And thanks for listening. Who knows? Maybe Phil tuned in today. Phil maybe. Golding, what are you doing today? Up in St. Helens, are you coming to the Trailer Park Boys movie premiere of SwearNet? Because everybody fucking swears.
I'm a swearing on a net.
We hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. We'll see you on Wednesday. We will hump you. Well, if you let us. We're not going to rape you. Unless you want us to. See you next time. Smoke weed every day. And eat mushrooms if you think that it's okay. And that rhymes, so it's a new song. Metal.
Go to a show, because I've got plugs. I got plugs. I got plugs.
October 19th, it's a plug. Chris Cornell is going to be in Eugene. At the Shed Institute. That's Saturday night. It's a high-profile, ritzy place. I don't even know how big it is, but it's a pretty cool place from what I've heard. I've seen pictures, never been there. That's Chris Cornell, October 19th. Also, October 19th, Sick Man Bikini and Slow Motion Pornography at the Dixie Creek Saloon. October 20th, it's the very last Down and Dirty Dark Showcase of Comedy at the Ash Street Saloon. Poor turnouts, I believe, are bringing that to an end. This week will feature Boomer, Big Jim Willick, Andy Main, and Dan Weber, among some other funny comedians that will be up there. That's a free show, or you can give a $5 donation at the door if you feel so inclined. Don't forget, October 22nd, it's a Tuesday, up at the Cinema 21 Theaters in Portland. It's the premiere of the new SwearNet movie with the Trailer Park Boys. Will be there doing a Q&A before the show and watching the movie with you if you like to go to that kind of thing. It's $25. Do it. That's right. Also, November 5th, it's Rob Zombie and Korn up in Yakima, Washington. There must be some kind of a convention center up there of some sort. But you should go see that if you like Korn and Rob Zombie. I will not be at that show. November 9th, it's the 8th Annual Northwest Women's Comedy Festival in Springfield. Well, it's actually in Eugene this year, but it's at the Wildish Theater down there. 15 funny ladies from Oregon and probably Washington too, will be telling jokes. November 13th through 17th, four nights in a row at Harvey's Comedy Club. It's Tyler Bowe. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he used to live up in Portland, and he's coming back. He lives in California now. He's got his own Pandora station. That's how popular he is. Oh, my God. November 26th, it's Morbid Angel at the Hawthorne Theater with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering open the show. Two local bands from Oregon getting to open the show for Morbid Angel. And they will be performing their Covenant album from 1994 in its entirety. as a almost 20 year. Maybe it came out in 93, I guess, because they're touting it as the 20th anniversary of that album. So they'll take a short break. They'll come back and they'll play some more hits after that. So go see Morbid Angel. It's on a Thursday night. Like I said, the 26th of November. November 29th at the Analog Cafe. It's Nether Regions with Lord Dying and Ancients. I believe it's a Lord Dying CD release show of some sort. Not positive, but that's what I heard. Also that night, Pearl Jam at the Rose Garden. Don't go to that. Who wants to go to the show at the Rose Garden? Why did I even mention it? I don't know. Here's a cool show to go to. It's way down the line. You got plenty of time to save money for it. It's in Portland, Hawthorne Theater. DRI coming back to Portland January 17th. World of Lies will be direct support for those guys. So good things happening for World of Lies. They've opened for the likes of Nile, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Morbid Angels coming up. Good job, boys. There's lots of other stuff going on. What did I forget? Oh, October 26th. It's Bleepin' Funny. That's my show. I'll be telling jokes there at Sam Bond's Garage, along with some other funny people. I believe Seth Milstein will be headlining that show. And then we're going to head down to Bonnaroo Tattoo after that the same night and do their one-year anniversary party. That starts at 8 o'clock. And then later that night, a triple dip of comedy at the Granary Pizza and Nightclub on 5th there in Eugene. Seth Milstein will be bringing down a couple of comedians from Portland and I believe some Eugene comics as well. I'm going to try to sneak in a guest set there. I don't know if I told him that yet or not. Thanks for listening to the plugs, you guys. Thanks for listening to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Listen again after you get back from going to all those shows. All right. Peace out, bitches.